الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Surah Al-Baqarah is the second surah of the Quran Sharif, and it is the longest surah of the Quran Sharif. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many different injunctions and laws about different aspects of life, different facets of life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had concluded and ended the surah with two very special ayats. These two special ayats come from a special place. They were revealed in a very special manner to the greatest of personalities, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, according to some reports, it is mentioned among the gifts that were granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night of Mi'raj, these two ayats were also among those gifts. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that أُعْتِيتُ خَوَاتِيمَ سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ مِنْ كَنْزٍ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. I have been blessed with the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah from a treasure below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يُؤْتَهُمَا نَبِيٌ قَبْلِي. No Nabi was blessed with these verses before me. In another narration it is mentioned, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, and then he heard a sound in the sky, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam told him that this is a door in heaven, and this is the first time that this door has opened, and there's angel coming down now. This angel never came down before this. And the angel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him, Abshir binurain utitahuma lam yu'tahuma nabiyun qablak, that rejoice with two radiant lights, two forms of nur that has been granted to you and has not been granted to any nabi before you. That is the Suratul Fatiha and the concluding verses of Suratul Baqarah. لَن تَقْرَأَ بِحَرْفٍ مِّنْهُمَا إِلَّا أُعْتِيتَهُ. You will never recite any part of these verses, any part that includes any dua, except that you are guaranteed to receive that. Definitely you and your ummah will receive the benefits and the rewards of those duas. So we are that fortunate ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with these great verses. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, who recites these two verses at night, kafatahu, then this is sufficient for him. Ulama explained, sufficient for him, sufficient for his protection. It's even sufficient for the ibadat of that night. Such great reward Allah has kept in these verses, that it is sufficient for the ibadat. Even if he doesn't make any other ibadat on that night, he is going to get a very, very great reward. That is why it is reported from Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma that both of them said that I don't think that any sensible person will sleep at night without reciting these verses. Because these are verses that come from the treasure beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how can you deprive yourself? You know, a sensible man, he doesn't deprive himself. When it comes to worldly things, he will never deprive himself. So why is it when it comes to deeny things, now you're depriving yourself? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even told us in another hadith, تَعَلَّمُوهُنَّ وَعَلِّمُوهُنَّ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَأُولَادَكُمْ. Make sure you learn these verses and you teach them to your wives and your children. If you don't give them secular education, that's not a serious thing. That is not a major thing. But make sure you give them this. These verses you must teach them. And make sure that they are reciting it. Because then they will be reaping the benefit of these verses. Very quickly, we will try to go through the translation of these verses and the explanation of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Amana Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. That the Rasul has brought iman in whatever was revealed to him from the side of his Lord, as well as the believers. One is the iman of the Rasul, that is of a very high level. And then the iman of the believers will obviously be of a lower level comparatively to the iman of the Rasul. So they have brought iman. You know, iman is your most valuable asset that you have got. The most valuable thing that you have got is your iman. Especially when we are going through trying times, when we are going through dark times, times of fitna, where a person in the morning is a mu'min, and by the night he lost his iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already informed us that these type of times are coming, when a man will be a believer in the morning. During the day, he will say something, he'll do something, he'll get involved in something, the man will lose his iman. He will be a mu'min in the night, but during the night he will do something, he will lose his iman. So this iman is your most valuable asset. This is the thing that you need to be most particular about. Your iman and the iman of your children. Always have this fear that you don't know in which condition you will pass away. Remember, there are saints. People who live their lives as saints, literally saints. People came to them, took blessings from them, benefited from them. But towards the end of their life, they lost their iman. So it is something that you need to constantly make dua about and be worried and concerned. So this is iman. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Kullun amana billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli. All of them bring iman in Allah. Allah is your creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. There's no big bang that happened, and there's no thing that where people evolved and all these different theories, which even is not even proven scientifically, is now being pushed down our throat. So we bring iman in Allah. Wa malaikatihi. All of them bring iman in the angels. There's a ghaybi nizam. Remember, as believers, we believe in the unseen. When we say we believe in the angels, then there is a hidden system. One is the outward system we can see, but then there is a hidden system which we cannot see. Wa kutubihi. And they bring iman in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approximately 104 kitabs that were revealed from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till the revelation of the Quran Sharif, according to the most authentic view, 104 kitabs. Wa rusuli, and they bring iman in all the messengers, approximately 124,000 anbiya alayhi salam. We bring iman in every single nabi. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. We do not make a distinction between any of the messengers. We are not like the Jews, who they were prepared to accept Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. They were not prepared to accept Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The Christians were prepared to accept Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, but they were not prepared to accept Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. We will not make a difference. We bring iman in all the messengers. And remember, every rasul who came to the surface of this earth, he only came with one message, the message of tawheed. Everyone, the belief system of all the anbiya was the same. Unfortunately, then you had followers then who became corrupt, and people were bribed, and they started distorting, and they started changing. And this is now where the religion stand at this point. So, every single religion, whether it is a Jew, whether it is a Christian, whether it is a Hindu, whoever he may be, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that person does not bring iman in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is from the people of Jahannam. Irrespective of what work he may do, or what humanitarian efforts he make, but if he doesn't bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is a kafir, he's a jahannami, he's gonna go to jahannam forever and ever. La nufarrik. We have to understand all these things it's very important now, because these different fitnas that are cropping up. Now they're talking about the Abrahamic family. We all are one. We can never be one family. Kufr and iman can never come together. Urine and milk can never come together. Purity and impurity can never come together. So don't get carried away. Don't get deceived with these deceptive slogans. They will come with deceptive slogans and to weaken your iman and to try to turn you away. Remember, we hold firm to what we have got. Lakum dinukum waliya din. You got your religion, you do what you want to do, and we got our religion. We follow the Quran, we follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow the Sahaba. Don't expect us to try to unite with you or to come under one umbrella. We cannot do that there. You will do what you want to do, but we will follow the haq and we will follow the truth. We will accept all the prophets. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسول. Then Allah Ta'ala says, speaking about the Sahaba, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ. How did the Sahaba receive the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, the commands of Allah, now you informed, this is halal, this is haram, this is Allah's command. What the Sahaba said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We heard and we obeyed. No questions, no deliberation, no discussion, no debate. Sami'na wa ta'ana. We heard, we listened attentively. Remember Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they would sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would listen very, very attentively. They would not even move around. They said, ka'anna la ru'sina tayr. When they sat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normally a camel, you'll get a bird sitting on the head of the camel, and it will clean all the lice from the head of the camel. At that time, the camel doesn't move his head, because it needs that bird to clean its head. So the Sahaba, that's how they sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fully focused to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sami'na, we have heard, we have listened. This is the first thing. First you gotta listen. If you're not gonna listen to anything, how are you gonna progress? How are you gonna learn? The first step is you got to listen. And then the second step, wa ata'na, and we obeyed. Finish. Whether we understand, whether we don't understand, whether it makes sense to us, we obey. Wa ata'na. And then also, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufranak, O Allah, we ask you for your forgiveness. You know, to the best of our ability, we will try to do what we have to do. But then too, we are human beings. We will make some mistakes. We will slip somewhere along the way. Allah Ta'ala, we ask you for your forgiveness. Wa ilayka al-masir. And our focus is to this, that we are going to return to you. The whole focus of your life is, I am going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day when you wake up in the morning, remember you are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What preparations have you made to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah asks you, you were in the dunya, I gave you such a long life. I gave you 60 years, I gave you 70 years, I gave you 80 years. What did you do? How did you obey me? What did you do for my deen? Are we prepared to answer those questions? Can we say that we are taking our time every day to rectify ourselves, to improve ourselves, to make a positive change in our lives? One Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that one Sheikh was giving advice to his murid. And he told him that, see, one is your rozi. You know, your rozi is your sustenance. And one is the being that gives you your rozi. Who gives you your sustenance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you focus as much as you focus on your rozi, on the one who gives you the rozi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will surpass the angels also too. That's how great you will become. How much of time you give to your business? How much of time you give to your dunya? And how much of time do you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of time do you give to your deen? Is there an equal equation? Can we say, you know what, you're balancing the scales. If you're giving so much time there, you're giving so much, so... غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. You see, the Bani Israel, throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel. Why? Allah Ta'ala is showing us where the Bani Israel went off, so we don't make those same mistakes. What the Bani Israel said? سَمِعْنَا وَأَسَيْنَا. They were obstinate. They were stubborn people. You couldn't talk to them. They said, we heard, but we disobey. They told the Nabi straight, we disobey. They even went to the point of killing the Anbiya. They killed the Nabis. They said, if the Nabi is going to tell us this year, we're not prepared to accept. We'll kill the Nabi. Then when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, on one occasion, Allah Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam, that take the Bani Israel and march now into the Baytul Muqaddas and attack those people and you all will gain victory. Musa alayhi salam told them, they said, hey, there's giants in this city. So big people, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila. You go and your Lord, you'll go and fight. Inna hauna qaidun. We sitting here, we going nowhere. We are waiting here. And Sahaba, the battle of Badr came. And we know the battle of Badr, kuffar are well equipped. Huge numbers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara with the Sahaba. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, he says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you proceed. You go ahead with the command of Allah. We are with you at your side. We will fight from the right. We will fight from the left. We will fight from front. We will fight from behind. We will never abandon you. And we will never tell you what the Bani Israel said. That go fight you and your Lord. Go and fight. We are with you, thick and thin. Through whatever situation, we will remain firm. We will remain committed. So we have to remain committed to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remain committed to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Challenges will come. This dunya is a place of challenges. There has to be challenges. There's always been challenges. There will always be challenges. The more closer you get to Allah, the more the challenges start coming. But you have to remain firm. You have to remain committed. Whatever is going to happen, I know this is my deen. I know my obligations. I know what I have to do. Allah Ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala will never oblige a soul except to that amount that it can manage. If Allah Ta'ala has given you a law, it has to be manageable. It has to be something that you can manage. Otherwise Allah will not give you that law. So people who say, you know, how can you live in the dunya without getting involved in interest? You've not understood the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to put something on you that is beyond your capacity. Some people say, how can I safeguard my gazes? You know, I can't safeguard my gaze. I have to look in the wrong direction. No, this is shaitan that is putting this in your mind. This is your nafs that is talking to you. Allah Ta'ala tells someone, put a gun on your head and tell you that look in that direction and I'm going to blow you. And then see how you will safeguard your gaze at that time. Then see how you will protect your eyes at that time. So you've got the ability. You've got the ability to wake up for Fajr. If you say, no, I can't wake up. No. That day, you need to undertake a journey. They tell you, you have to be in the airport certain time. Otherwise, you're going to miss out. Then see what time you get to the airport. You won't sleep that night. Why? Because now you are enthusiastic. You want it. You are desirous of it. Now you need to create that desire in your heart for deen. Create that desire in your heart for salah. Understand what is that fajr. Understand what you are missing out, what you are losing out. It's a major loss. You can never compensate for that loss. So this is, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلِيهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Whatever you will earn, you will get the benefit. Whatever good you will do, you will get the benefit. Whatever wrong you will do, you will have to suffer the consequences of it. No one else is going to suffer the consequences. People can advise you, but it's left up to you after that. If you want to accept the advice, if you don't want to accept the advice, you will suffer the consequences, if not immediately, ultimately, if not in this world, in the akhirat, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentions some very, very powerful du'as. You know, these are du'as we need to learn off by heart, and we need to be reading all the time. Remember, only one thing can save us in this time of fitna, and that is du'a. There's only one thing. Save you and your children. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤْخِذْنَا. Very quickly, we'll just finish the translation of it. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, don't take us to task if we forget or if we make a mistake. We will forget. We will make mistakes. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. O Allah, don't place difficult laws upon us as you placed on the previous nations. You know, the Bani Israel, sometimes they committed sins. Allah Ta'ala told him, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now you must kill yourself. One must kill the other. That's the only way your tawbah will be accepted. If impurity came on their clothing, then they couldn't wash it like us. They had to cut that out. So they had to be so particular. No napaki must get on their clothing. Otherwise they had to cut that thing up. They had to ruin the garment. So Allah Ta'ala, don't place on us difficult laws. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَوْقَةَ لَنَا بِي. Oh Allah, don't burden us with such conditions that we cannot manage. We in this dunya, we got to go through challenges. Allah, don't put such challenges that we cannot manage, we cannot cope with. It's going to start affecting our deen. It's going to start affecting us mentally. Allah Ta'ala, don't put those situations on us. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. Oh Allah, our minor sins, overlook, forgive us. Our major sins, forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, have mercy on us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah, you are our guardian. Remember, only Allah is there for you in life, no one else. There's no one else there for you in life. You think my son is there and this person is there. No one is there for you. No one can do nothing for you. It is Allah with you right till the last moment, right till the last breath. When you go in the grave, Allah is there with you. Anta Mawlana, Allah, you are our guardian. Fansurna al-qawmi al-kafirin. Assist us against the disbelievers. Disbelievers, they are harming the Muslims throughout the world. Disbelievers are conniving. They are plotting as we are planning our holidays and we are planning our functions. They are planning how to mislead us, how to mislead our children, how to snatch this iman away from us, how to snatch the haya away and our values. So respected friends, these are very, very powerful ayats. Let us make it a point of reciting these ayats every night and as frequent as possible, and make this intention that through this I am renewing my iman now. Because there's a need all the time to renew our iman, to strengthen our iman, and to make our iman strong, so that inshallah, when we leave this dunya, we make dua, Allah take us away with perfect iman, and Allah resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. May Allah grant us true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.